the sin for Peter. See, Peter had the key for the Gentile. Are you listening? And tell me, oh glory, when Peter walked in, because he's got his knees, oh glory, and Peter said, stand up, I'm a man like you are. Hallelujah to God. He told Peter, the angel of the Lord, stood in my room and told me to send for you. And here we are to hear your word. Woo! Here we are to hear your word. And Peter began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost fell on every one of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every one of them received the Holy Ghost. He was carrying God's plan out. Are you listening to me today? I said, Peter was carrying God's plan out. Yeah, the plan of salvation. Hallelujah to God. Ain't God good?
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Were the best of friends, but there was a major difference in these two men. One of the men was an atheist, and the other one was a Christian. But they were best of friends. Would always pick at the Christian, say, your God ain't real, you're talking to a dead man. And he went on to say, I believe that Jesus existed one day, but he's dead. Your God does not exist. And then he'd fall out laughing. Well, they each had a business that were joining room one to the other. The atheist owned a grocery store. And the Christian owned a shoe shop. Hallelujah. And many times interchangeably, they would each go over to each other's business. Looked like every time the Christian went over to the grocery store, his best friend, the atheist, would get him in front of all of his friends and run down his guard. But even the Christian went home and fell asleep. God stepped in his dreams and said, Christian, tell your atheist friend, I'm coming to your shop tomorrow. Somebody say yes. Say yes. Yes. job tomorrow. Well, the Christian woke up early the next morning, got his bag, put on his clothes. He couldn't hardly wait to get to work. I gotta tell my friend that Jesus is coming to my shop today. Well, he went into his shop 2 hours early, and he couldn't hardly wait till he heard the key turning in his door. After a while, and by and by, the atheist put the key in his lock, went into his shop. The Christian jumped up and ran next door. Said, I got something to tell you. You've laughed at me for the last time. Jesus told me to tell you he's coming to my shop today, and he wants you to see it when he gets there. Somebody say glory. Say glory. Maybe it's a man to get on out of here. You making that up. Jesus is not coming nowhere, because he's still in the grave. And as soon as a Christian walked out, and he went into his own shoe shop, after a while an old lady walked in. He said, Mister, I am so cold. Do you have an extra coat? You can give to me. And every time the door of the Christian would open up, listen, the atheist would run over and say, is that Jesus? And he walked out laughing. Well, the Christian reached up. He said, my wife left an old coat here. You can have it. Hallelujah. When the old lady walked out, in walks a little boy. Hallelujah. The Christian standing there looking at the little boy. The little boy said, Mister, will you give me a piece of money so I can go next door and buy me a piece of meat? Hallelujah. So the Christian reached over and got some money out of his cash register. Said, go next door and buy what you want. Hallelujah. And about that time, the atheist ran. He ran to the thrift shop. Said, I guess you call this Jesus too. He said, no, I don't, but Jesus is coming to my shop. And so the little boy followed him out and went over to the grocery store. And before the atheist knew it, he'd given the little boy all the food he wanted and told him, you keep your money. Glory to God. After a while, to the Christian shop. Said, Mister, you got a sale going on over there. And you say, all the shoes has been left here for 30 days. You'd sell me a pair, but I don't have no money. And my feet are on the ground. Will you give me a pair of those shoes? Well, I tell you, I feel a dance working on me. They just ran in there. Said, when is your Jesus coming? The old man got the shoes and went on out. And it was almost closing time. The Christian became so discouraged. So he's gonna laugh at me again. And after a while, when the atheist came over to him. He said, how do you know that Jesus is supposed to come today? And he reached back and got the Bible. Said, he showed me this scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter and the 40th verse. He laid it up there and said, lock up my shop when you get through. And the Christian walked out of the door with his head bowed down. Yes, he did. After a while, the atheist went and began to read the scripture that said, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, the little boy, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, the old lady, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, the old man, he said, oh, he came, I just didn't know it. He ran out the door and ran down behind the Christians. He said, wait a minute, your Jesus came. Got the young man, he got the Christian by the hand. He said, come on and go back with me. I'm going back to your shop because he will come. He said, I want to give my heart to this man that you've been telling me all about. Is there anybody here? Do you know this man? Do you know this man? He will come. Daddy Peter said he's an old-time God. Yes, he is. Have you ever called him and looked like he wasn't coming? You paid your tithes. You did everything that was right. But yet looked like you stayed sick all the time. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is. Have you ever called him and looked like he wasn't coming? You paid your tithes. You did everything that was right. But yet looked like you stayed sick all the time. But I come tonight to tell you he will.